This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
14, 16, 18, yeah, thank you. You gotta have a little spice in the speech, right? I mean, you gotta have a little fun.
America, I think it's, you know, you have the American people by and large have affinity for Israel, largely, I think, more from in our Christian community than anything, just based on the history of the Judeo-Christian tradition and how it's informed this country. So I think it is unique in terms of the affinity that our country has for Israel because of the biblical history and people's adherence to the Judeo-Christian tradition.
Yeah, earlier today. So I want to stick with those affinity towards Israel, biblical history, Judeo. You hear this a lot, the Judeo-Christian history, and this is why the support is coming. What is your reaction to that?
Well, this term Judeo-Christian values, I never heard it until about 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
So this was a phrase that was dropped in. Somebody created this term. Propagandists, and they dropped it into the minds of people, and you started hearing it over and over and over, our Judeo-Christian heritage. And a lot of us were going, what do you mean? America doesn't have a Jewish Christian heritage? But that was the message. America has a Jewish Christian heritage. So the Jews took ownership of America. I mean, that's literally what they're doing. They're saying, hey,
the Zionists.
Yes, the Zionists were claiming ownership of the founding of America. This country has a Judeo-Christian heritage. Well, it doesn't. But it's a propaganda technique. And now it's said so often that nobody questions it. It's just accepted. And when guys like me say, that's propaganda, then I'm criticized as though I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, Eddie, I've got a long memory, and I can remember a lot of things, and I can remember the way things were before. And I know when certain propaganda messages were dropped into the society. Mm-hmm. But most people don't. Most people don't have a long memory.
Let me get into this next clip here.
In cultures, and that's, I think, what's happened. There's no-go zones in France and in Britain and some of these places. That's not a recipe for success. So I think Europe's going to have a very difficult time with these tensions bubbling up. I think we have the ability to still be smart about what we're doing here in the United States and avoid some of what they've walked themselves into.
I just hope and pray that this thing doesn't get ugly. I know you got three kids. I got four. We, when you think from your kids' perspective, it's a little bit concerning when you're seeing this is not calming down. It's getting worse, and it's like at a bar. It's like, what'd you say? What'd you say? And everybody's like, did you see what he said? And it's just getting more and more and more heated. And we got to kind of figure out a way to bring it down.
I like what Patrick Ben-David was saying. We got to figure out a way to calm it down. And I want to address this no-go zones in I think he said France. And I think this is incorrect. What the governor is, with all due respect, this is not true. These no-go zones, Muslims would love. I mean, you can probably, when you're in Jordan and whatnot, they paint this picture as Muslims are barbarians. You go over, they're going to cut your head off. I mean, they'd love for you to come in any neighborhood, come and eat with us, sit with us. You know, you've experienced that, right? I think the Zantis needs to go to Jordan or wherever you were and to see it for himself. I mean, so when they say there's no-go zones and all this other nonsense, but you do have, unfortunately, you do have. And that's, you know, the situation with the apartheid now. You do have IDF soldiers who will come out and they'll testify. This is not, you know, we're not making this up. You have streets there that are used specifically for Zionists, for people who follow not Moses' teachings, but Theodor Herzl, you know, and yes. you cannot go down these streets, and you have two sets of laws, you know, one for people who's Zionists and the right of return only for certain people. So this is injustice.
I'm Israeli Jewish, American as well. My partner is Palestinian, and I can do things that he can't do. I can travel quite freely, and even though his mother is a refugee from what is now Israel, he can't pass areas that are off limits to Palestinians. I have excellent rights, I have health, there are cities in Israel being built for Jews only, and also in the West Bank, settlements being built for Israeli Jews only, while Palestinians are hemmed in, unable to build cities, and their homes are being demolished for lack of permits that are almost impossible to get. The Israeli authorities are engaging in forcible transfer, where they remove Palestinian communities in the West Bank to make room for settlements. All of these are part of the root causes of the violence. There's terrible abuses going on. You just have to listen to what people on the ground are telling you and adjust accordingly.
This is what Nelson Mandela also was against, and Jimmy Carter called this apartheid state, etc. So how would you respond to this? I like what Patrick said about we got to have level heads. We got to calm this thing down.
Well, I would say I agree, but the ruling class of America is deliberately doing the opposite. They need the tension. They need the anger. They need the division. The ruling class of America is not trying to calm things down. They're trying to jack things up. They're trying to get people angry at each other. They want us fighting at each other. Eddie, they don't want you and me to do what we're doing right now. Having a civilized conversation between two gentlemen. They don't want it. They want us yelling at each other. Look at the news shows. Look at how they do. Everything is shouting, yelling. Everything that they've done to America in the last 20 years has been to divide us, make us angry, make us afraid. They're doing it to the whole world. Yesterday, it may have been on Monday, Vladimir Putin gave a speech in Russia, and he said the globalists, I think he said the rulers of the West need chaos to stay in power, and that they're doing it to the whole world. I mean, everywhere they're setting the world on fire. They did it with Ukraine. They have it now happening in the Middle East. The next spot will be Asia. They need the world to be in chaos. They need people to be fighting each other. And so we defeat them by doing the opposite of what they want. Don't let them make you angry. Don't let them make you fear other people. Do the opposite of what they're programming you and me to do, certain things, to think a certain way, to talk a certain way. Don't give in to it. You mentioned the hospitality of the Arabic people. I was amazed in my trips to Jordan. Strangers would invite me to their home for dinner. I'd start a conversation and they would say, please come over to my dinner. Oh, come over to my house for dinner. Let's continue this conversation. Wonderful people. But you know, the first time I went to a Palestinian area was 2018. I went into Bethlehem. I had been in St. Petersburg, Russia, attending a conference, and decided at the last minute to fly to Tel Aviv and attend the Christ at the Checkpoint conference in Bethlehem, which is held by a group of Palestinian Christians trying to get American Christians to understand what's happening in Palestine. And Eddie, when I told friends that I was going to the West Bank, I had so many well-meaning people who cared about me. And they said, now, Rick, you got to think about this. You're going over there. And they're going to try to behead you.
Wow.
And they were sincere. They were really afraid. They thought my life was in danger. And when I came back and said, no, they were wonderful. They were awesome. I've got new friends. And everywhere I went, I was treated kindly. They were like, that can't be true.
These were the Palestinians there.
Yes, the Palestinians in Bethlehem, in the West Bank, they treated me with such kindness. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask, are you a Christian? Are you Muslim? I didn't. They just were people. They're just people. I just accept people for being people. All right. I don't want to put a label on anybody. I just want to accept people for being people. But the ruling class of America wants us to mark everybody, put a label on them, fight with them, argue with them, divide, conquer. Don't communicate, separate. Why? Because they stay in power when we're divided. Mm-hmm. And when we refuse to be angry with others, when we refuse to hate, when we refuse to be afraid, they lose power.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.